Graber, 0-for-3 tonight. Here's the pitch, and it's a strike. He took a walk to push in a run in the fourth inning. 9-6. River Valley here at the bottom of the seventh inning. The Blackhawks one out away. Iser checks the runner at first, the runner at third, and now to the plate. That one is outside, blocked by Milanowski. One ball and one strike. Number three hitter Riley Berg due next for the Dodgers. Tying run still at the plate. Runners at first and third. Here's the pitch outside. Two balls and one strike. Hard fought game here today. Somebody's going to get some good fleet tonight after a win. Somebody's going to think about it. Tough one to lose. It's been a very competitive game throughout. Here's the pitch. Bounce back to the mound. This might do it. Fielded by Heiser. Throws high. Gilbertson tries to tag the runner. They didn't get him. The run scores. Now the runner heading to third base, and he'll be there with a hit first line. Wild play here at Dodgeville. The throw by the pitcher was high, and Gilbertson had to come off the bag at first base and head down the line, fielded it, tried to tag the diving batter, Braver, at first base. Mitch Heinemeier is coming out to talk to the base umpire, and they're going to appeal it to home plate. Mitch thought that Chase got him on the way by. Boy, it's close. Now the base umpire is holding up his hand and showing that he missed him by that much. 9-7 ball game. This one's not done. My word. Connerbaum scores. Gorgon at third. Graber at first. Another River Valley error. A lot of errors in this game tonight. 5 for the Hawks. 6 for the Dodgers. Here's Riley Berg in a winning run at the plate now for the Dodgers. Runners at the corner. Heiser ready. The pitch to Berg. Bouncing ball over to second base side. Fielded by the second baseman. He can't get it. Run scores. Runner to third. And Berg reaches. Another River Valley error. And it is now a one-run ball game. My, oh my. The batter will be Ben Hawkinson. River Valley cannot put this one in the books here tonight. Struggling to get an out in the inning. Should have been out of it now 3 times. It's a 9-8 ball game, and Ben Hawkinson, the batter. Tying run at third. Go-ahead run at first. Everything with 2. Keegan Heiser ready. The pitch, runner going to second. Throw down there. Going to be a close play. Bounces away. Tying run. Will score. Wow. Gorgon comes in to score, and Dodgeville has come back in this crazy game. River Valley not helping itself here, and for the Dodgers, they've got a potential winning run at second base now. Riley Berg with Hawkinson the batter. 9-9 ball game, bottom of 7 with 2 outs. The pitch, swing and a miss. Nothing and 1. It's been a long game, and if River Valley gets it out here, we'll be going to extra inning. Wow. Entering the game with a 4-run lead, and it wasn't enough. Berg leads at second. Here's the pitch, swing and a miss. Hawkinson with 2 swings, trying to end this ball game right here. 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hawkinson, the 8th batter of the inning. Back it goes to Heiser. Milanowski with the glove up. Here's the pitch. That one is high. Count even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. River Valley with 3 crucial errors in this inning. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Heiser ready. There's the pitch. Swing and a foul back by the batter. Hawkinson got a piece, fouls it back into the apple orchard. Berg back to second base. 9-9 ball game, bottom of 7. Heiser is ready. There's the pitch. Popped up. Third base side. Giving chase is Yardy, and he can't get it. Diving over into the Dodgeville dugout area. I don't want to make it sound like it was an easy play. Went kind of into the downhill area and then dove back, and it hit his glove. And I'm not sure whether he would have been called in the out-of-play area or not, even if he would have made the catch. So Hawkinson still alive, two balls, two strikes, two away in the seventh. Winning run at second base for the Dodgers. Eyes are ready. There's the pitch. It's high. Ball three. Deegan Heiser out in relief for Quincy Blakely, who pitched the first five innings tonight for the River Valley Blackhawks. 9-9 in the seventh. Heiser back to the belt. The payoff pitch is taken inside, and it hit him, it looks like. Would have been ball four nonetheless. So Hawkinson on at first base. Runners at one and two for Noah Pitts, who has a home run in this game in four trips. Time is called for a moment. And the winning run is at second base for the Dodgers. 9-9 ball game. River Valley entered the inning up 9-5, three outs away. In fact, one out away for the last four batters. Now time is called. The umpire is calling for the base umpire, so there will be a conference at the mound, and the umpires will talk about it. River Valley trying to hold on and push it to the eighth inning today, and the discussion continues. Mike Riley in the concession stand might have to send out for more fishes and loaves here tonight. Getting later, people might want a late night snack. So the umpires, and I'm not exactly sure what the conversation is about. Are they talking about, not sure. But maybe they were talking about intentionally walking Noah Pitts, but that wouldn't make sense here. All right, here we go. Berg at second, Hawkinson at first. There is the pitch. Reached out and touched down the left field line. That ball is hooking, and it is a fair ball. Berg will score, and Dodgeville comes back to win it here. 10-9 to score. Now the umpire is coming out. What's he calling? Dodgeville celebrating a win. The umpire down the line is saying it is a ground rule double. Well, let's see here. A run still would have scored, however, right? No, they're calling it foul. Oh, okay. Dodgeville celebrating a win, and all of a sudden they're called back and say, no, that was a foul ball. I'm not sure. In the loudness, they may not have heard it. If it was called foul, I didn't see him signal fair or foul. I just watched Dodgeville celebrate. 0-1 to the batter. Here's the pitch. That is called a strike. So nothing and two. Dodgeville does not win it. Berg back at second. Hawkinson at first. We've seen it all today. 9-9 ball game. River Valley, one out, one strike away from getting to the eighth. Here's the pitch. That's inside and a near miss on the batter. One ball and two strikes. Aiden Murphy due next. He is the pitcher of record after coming out for Joey Onnerbaum early in the game. Berg, the winning run at second, gets the lead. Deegan Heiser is set. There's the pitch. Swing and a miss. We're going to the eighth. Pitts is out. Number three. 9-9 ball game. And we'll go to the eighth. It's coming up next on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Tri-County Building Supply is located in Spring Green and is this area's premier building headquarters. Whether you are a veteran contractor or a weekend warrior, Tri-County Building Supply has all your building material needs, including the finishing touches like cabinetry, countertops, and flooring. Tri-County Building Supply offers daily delivery service to Spring Green, Richland Center, and surrounding areas. Quality products, outstanding customer service, and the product knowledge you expect from a professional building supply store. From start to finish, Tri-County Building Supply.
My life is always on, every single day. And the electricity my co-op provides is more essential to it than ever before. It allows me to shop online while I'm watching TV and keeps my mobile phone charged so I can return the 10 missed calls from my mother. I depend on the electricity from my co-op to power my life and keep me connected every single day. Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
We go to the eighth inning tonight at Centennial Park in Dodgeville, and leading it off for River Valley will be Griffin Strecker. Abbott Milanowski will follow, and then Chase Gilbertson. So, well, at least it's Friday night. I'll have to get up for school tomorrow, and Dodgeville continues its warm-ups, and Caden Holtzman is now into pitch. Caden is the third Dodgeville pitcher, so he comes in with a tie ball game into the eighth inning. Oh, I'm shocked that we're still playing here. I thought it was over. I was talking to the fellas in the booth here as well, doing the PA and the score clock, and I said, "Did the umpire?" I mean, I was watching the celebration, and they said, "No, he never. He just put his hands up. He did not signal foul or fair. They didn't think so. That's why." I thought the game was over, but he was staying foul all the way. There was a loud celebration, too, so possibly if he verbalized it, you may not have heard it. But nonetheless, it may have been the right call, just that Dodgeville was in the full game celebration that they won it. And they had to be brought back, say, no, you didn't, and new life for River Valley. So some crazy plays in that comeback. Four runs for Dodgeville. I'm looking back over the score sheet, just one base hit and three River Valley errors in there. And, so it's a 9-9 ball game as we go to the eighth. And Holtzman pitching for the first time today in the third pitcher of the day for the Dodgers. And a long warm-up here. So Strecker today has walked and scored a couple of times. He has struck out and grounded out. My dumplings are going to be cold back home tonight. Here we go. Strecker standing in, left-handed batter against Caden Holtzman in the eighth inning. From the windup, there's the pitch. It's high. One ball and no strikes. River Valley has gone in order twice today, but they've had a 10-run inning, a 10-batter inning, I should say. They've had couple of eight batter innings. One ball and no strikes. Holtzman from the windup. There is the pitch, and that's called a strike. One ball and one strike to the batter. Couple of swings, and the batter is back in. From the windup, Holtzman deals. That is a strike. One ball and two strikes to the hitter. It's back to the drawing board. River Valley, which has led in this game the whole game until now, up to 6-0 after the second inning. Here's the pitch. There's the strike. And there is one away. Griffin Sprecher caught looking. One away for Abbott Milanowski. Ithaca winning over Brookwood 10-7 with a 2-walk-off grand slam by Wyatt Hilby. To go, Wyatt. One away in the top of the eighth inning for the Blackhawks, and Abbott Milanowski, the catcher, batting here at Centennial Park as the sun starts to sink in the west. Holtzman looking in for the target from Hawkinson from the windup. There's the pitch. There's the strike. Nothing in one. Gilbertson due next. Abbott's got two hits. doubled in two runs back in the second inning. Had a hit and scored in the fourth. Here's the pitch. That one bounces in front of the plate, and it's one ball and one strike. Viroqua baseball. Seems like those guys play just about every night. 4-0. Viroqua gets the win over Luther this evening. Pete Swanson's got the 50-game spring schedule, too, I think. Swing and a miss by Milanowski, 1-2. Now, seriously, Viroqua, one of the really good dedicated programs through the years. One ball and two strikes to Milanowski against Holtzman. Hawkinson with a glove up. Here comes the pitch. That one lifted toward right field. The right at Jack Draber, the right fielder, and he's got it for out number two. That will bring up Chase Gilbertson. He is 2-for-4, has an RBI to his credit, and has scored a run. 6 runs in the second for River Valley. 2 runs in the fourth. 5 for Dodgeville in the fourth. 1 for River Valley in the seventh. And 4 for Dodgeville in the seventh. Here's the pitch. Chase swings and fouls it back. Nothing in one. I'll get the ball back to the pitcher. Gilbertson with a couple of swings, and he is back in. Holtzman says yes to the sign, and here's the pitch. Check swing. Did he go? Yes. 2 strikes now on Gilbertson. Dodgeville, bottom of the eighth. They'll have the 6, 7, and 8 batters up once again. That's how they started last inning. 0-2. Here's the pitch. Gilbertson takes a look at the ball. 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gilbertson trying to start it with 2 for the Blackhawks in the 8th inning. Holtzman from the windup. There's the pitch. Strike called, and that'll do it for River Valley in the 8th inning. 2 strikeouts for Caden Holtzman on in relief. No runs, no hits, no errors, none left on. We go to the bottom of the 8th. Dodgeville 9, River Valley 9 on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Meister Log and Lumber Company would like to remind all landowners with timber property that their trees are a valuable asset. You can rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
The best place to catch a Friday night fish dinner is the Phoenix Center. Dine in or carry out delicious deep fried or baked fish. The Phoenix Center serves food and fun every day. The pizza is out of this world. And after a great meal, make it an even better night with a game of bowling. The Phoenix Center is family fun at its best. Open at 10 Monday through Sunday. The Phoenix Center, the area's go-to spot for good times and great food.
Deegan Heiser continues his warm-up pitches here for the River Valley Blackhawks. He's on for his third inning of work. And we've had some games. Just talking to the engineer, Tim Fee, during the break. Our second extra inning game of the week. We went 9 at Riverdale on Monday night with Westby and Riverdale in a 3-2 game. Totally different game. It was a low-scoring affair. This one turned into a high-scoring affair from the get-go, and both teams have struggled fielding the ball, but they've had some clutch hits, key hits here and there. Aiden Murphy will lead it off for the Dodgers. He'll be followed by Brady Jabs and Joey Unterbach. Heiser from the windup, the pitch down low. 1 ball and no strikes. 9-9 ball game. Bottom of 8 here at Centennial Park. Heiser from the windup for the Blackhawks. The pitch fouled down the line. Strike 1. 1 ball and 1 strike. Field starting to become shaded all the way across now. Got to be a little bit again, we've had a couple of baseballs that were overran in the outfield, one for each team. A little bit tougher to see. 1-1 is down low for a ball. 2-1 on Aiden Murphy. Dodge Hill has had base runners in every inning today. River Valley trying to change that trend. Not have the winning run aboard. 2-1. Here comes the pitch. That's low. Ball three. Three balls and a strike here in the eighth inning. Egan Heiser, second pitcher of the day for the Blackhawks. Here's the pitch. Backed him away, and the potential winning run will be at first base. Murphy aboard, and the hitter will be Brady Jabs. Looking over the lineup, that's the first walk given up by Heiser. Jabs today has popped out, reached on an error, singled, and he has flown out. Runner with a slight lead at first. Here's the pitch. Low, ball one. One ball and no strikes. The Jelinek Plumbing and Heating postgame show coming up. Also, the Duncan Rewards turning point of the game. Whenever that may be. 1-0 pitch. Here's the deal. This one popped toward the right field side. Coming on the right fielder. Second baseman back. And he's got it. Nice play by Jordan Gallagher. He'll hold that runner over at first base. So one away. Joey Anderbaum will be the batter for the Dodgers. Joey has struck out, walked and scored, flown out, and singled and scored. Joey was the starting pitcher way back when. Almost seems like this is a doubleheader or something tonight. Runner leads at first with one away. Heiser with the pitch, swing and a miss. Nothing in one. Anderbaum trying to hit one out to Highway 23. Nothing in one. Here in the bottom of the eighth inning, Dodge Hill with a winning run at first base in a 9-9 ball game. Heiser ready, throw to first, and the runner is back in time. Chase Gilbertson playing the bag for River Valley over here at first base. Nothing in one to Otterbaum. Heiser is ready. And the pitch down low, blocked by the catcher. Joey's grandpa, I believe, on the Dodgeville State Championship team in 1964. Celebrating the 60th anniversary of that this year. Unbelievable. One ball, one strike. Here's the pitch down low for a ball. 1-1 to Joey. Ryan Gorgon due next for the Dodgers. Here at the bottom of the eighth inning, 9-9 ball game. If you're just joining us, maybe on the way back from your game. Heiser set the 2-1 outside, ball three. 3-1. Three's one away. River Valley hopeful. Laying up the middle for a potential double play to get to the ninth inning. Time is called at the box. A balk is called. That's the second time it's been called on a River Valley pitcher today. And Murphy heads down to second base. There's the potential winning run. Two bases away. 3-1. And now I think River Valley is going to potentially walk Joey Anderbaum, and they will. So he is at first base. Intentionally walked, and that brings up Ryan Gorgon, and here comes Coach Miller out of the River Valley lineup, out of the dugout, and Coach Heinemeier potentially making a change here. So we will see a pitching change with two aboard. Nice round of applause for Keegan Heiser as he will leave the field now for River Valley. We're in the bottom of the eighth inning, tied at 9, and Dodge Hill will have two aboard. The important one, the man of the hour, is Aiden Murphy at second base. So Clyde Samples comes in to pitch for River Valley. Samples, the third pitcher of the day. So he begins his warm-up tosses. trying to get his team to the ninth inning, and it will be tough to do. And both teams not playing like mid-season form here today have both committed errors in crucial situations. I'm not sure if the scoreboard is right. We've got River Valley with 7 errors and Dodgeville with 6. And I think that's pretty close. I've got it at 6-6, but they are the official scores. It's a lot. Both ways, that's for sure. So the Blackhawks coming over to have a word with their coach. In this situation, might even have to bring the outfield in a little bit. That runner, especially if the runner gets to third base. Runner at second base, you're going to have to be well aware of base hit and Dodgeville's potential to try and score that winning run all the way from second base. No games tomorrow except for the Brewers on WRCE, FM 107.7 at AM 1450. Same as today, pregame time 12:45 and the 1:20 first pitch time for the Brewers and the Cubbies. Milwaukee won today's game by a score of 3-1, scoring all of those runs in the eighth inning. So, coming into bat now for Dodgeville is Caden Holtzman. Holtzman coming in as a pinch batter here with 2 aboard, 1 away, bottom of 8, 9-9 Dodgeville and River Valley. Holtzman in. Here comes the pitch by Samples. It's a strike. Nice pitch. Nothing in one. Nathan Johnson at the top of the Dodgeville order due next. Runners lead at first and at second. Samples back and ready. Kicks and pitches. Popped up. Second base side. Who's got it? Shortstop coming in. Can't get it. Dropped it. Ball picked up. Runner trying to go to third. It's a wild throw down the third base line. And the winning run is coming around. Throw home. Not in time. Dodgeville wins it. On errors here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Second time tonight where River Valley has overran one. And then a throwing error at third base. And Dodgeville wins it tonight by a score of 10-9. That's your final score here tonight. And the officials walking over to call it a game. And the boys will shake hands. The Gelenic Plumbing and Heating post-game show is coming up next. High school baseball your way tonight on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com.
Gelenic Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Gelenic Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Gelenic Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Gelenic Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Welcome back to Dodgeville's Centennial Park. As Dodgeville has scored its second win this year against River Valley, and both have been one-run games. River Valley has lost several one-run games this year, and this one has got a smart after a 6-0 lead, and they had a good advantage even at when they added a couple of runs in the fourth inning. They were looking pretty strong, and then Dodgeville scoring 5 times in the fourth and 4 in the seventh. And tonight's Duncan Rewards turning point, Aiden Murphy, speedy wheels from second base, scoring the winning run here tonight after River Valley overran a pop-up on the infield, and then the overthrow at third. He never stopped. He just kept going, put the pressure on the person that retrieved the ball on the third base line and scores the run, sliding in home to make it a final of 10-9 here tonight. America runs on Duncan. We're pleased to pick out the turning points of the game. In high school action, tonight's final, Dodgeville 10, River Valley 9. More in a moment from WRCO Sports.
time to celebrate at Dunkin' in Richland Center with something new. Now introducing the Frosty Red Velvet Specialty Donut, a red velvet cake base topped with vanilla flavor icing and cream cheese flavored sprinkles, promising a rich and delightful experience. Wash it down with the all-new White Hazelnut Bark Coffee, a drink inspired by fans' adoration for toasted white chocolate swirl. The drink marries the flavors of warm toasted hazelnut with the sweetness of creamy white chocolate flavor to create an inviting drink regardless of whether it's served hot or iced. And remember, Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
Kleppe Grain Service is known for on-time transport of large quantities of grains or other crops. You can count on Kleppe Grain Service for a variety of innovative and customized hauling solutions. Call 608-604-5803. You work hard to plant and harvest on time. Jason will work just as hard to get your crops from the field to where they need to go. Kleppe Grain Service, it's the best choice. Call 608-604-5803.
At Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, they're bringing the old with the new, like Oliver Tractors and Holton Trumpets united. Forget the old rusty notes. They're here to jazz up your water game. So if your well water is feeling a bit out of tune, call the Water Maestros at Advanced Pump and Well. Don't let your well be a solo act. Visit Advanced Pump and Well, where laughter and water flow freely.
Final score, Dodgeville gets the win by a 10-9 margin in 8 innings this afternoon. River Valley scoring a total of 6 times in the second inning on 4 base hits. Some key RBIs, a 2 RBI double by Abbott Milanowski and a sack fly by Caden Plumley lead the way. Also an RBI single by Chase Gilbertson got the Blackhawks up by a score of 6-0. There was a point in this game when you're thinking River Valley might 10 run up. I mean, they were on the brink, got a couple of runs across in that fourth inning. So that at that point, they were up by a score of 8-0, I should correct, before Dodgeville scored 5 in the bottom of the fourth. And River Valley would add a run at the time. It looked like an insurance run in the seventh inning, but it wasn't enough as Dodgeville scores 4 times to even it up at 9. And the winning run in the eighth inning, getting that run with a hit. So on the play, you score the overhand ball in the infield, a hit. Nobody touched it, but then a throwing error, and that led to the winning run coming down the line from third base to score. 10 runs for Dodgeville, and they do it with the aid of 10 base hits. 6 errors, 18 left on. That's the reason why this game has gone a long time, because every inning there were base runners. For River Valley, 9 runs, 9 hits, 6 errors, and they strand 8 today. Blackhawks fall to 6-7 overall. Dodgeville improves to 7-8 and 6-2 in the league. River Valley falls to 5-3. Tonight's game engineered by Tim P. And this is Phil Nee inviting you to join us for more exciting action next week. Well, of the games that we broadcast this week, 2 of 3 went extra. So we've had some close ones this week, and we hope you have enjoyed them. Good luck to both teams. We'll see River Valley again next week in their game against Richland Center on Tuesday night. 10-9 the final. Dodgeville wins in 8 innings tonight at Centennial Park. Good night, everyone. You've been listening to High School Baseball from WRCO Sports.
Welcome to the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. Dairyland Transportation of Richland Center knows what it takes to meet the needs of customers in a fast-paced world. It's similar to the commitment high school athletes make. Dairyland Transportation is proud to salute all high school athletes with the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
The River Valley softball team has been busy and will be even busier in the next coming weeks. Veteran coach Jane Briel talked to us recently.
So I told them last night after the ball game I was very proud of them and the way that they've come together and what they've turned out to be. We've got, 15 kids on our roster and only 3 of them have any varsity playing experience. And the group has really just responded well to the things that we've asked them to do. They've worked hard in practice doing the things we've instructed them on and making adjustments. I think, defensively, we know that we've got to continue to work and we've made improvements there. We just need to make more. and they're working on it. You know, they're persevering and making sure that they continue to work there. But I think it's scoring runs, you know, getting hits with hitters and or runners in scoring position is something that the kids have worked hard on as well. And that's probably the most improvement that we've made all year.
The River Valley softball team has games coming up this weekend and then also resumes the schedule next week. The game that was canceled last night with Dodgeville will be made up on Wednesday night of next week, starting at 4 o'clock. That's it for the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
KJ Cold Storage is a warehouse that is locally owned and operated, located in southwest Wisconsin, and is ready to take in and store products in need of refrigeration. KJ Cold Storage is committed to providing a safe, sanitary, and secure storage space. The 50,000 square foot refrigerated facility features 7,680 pallet positions ready to fill and three loading docks to keep drivers moving. Call 739-5085. KJ Cold Storage, all your needs for cold storage.
Thanks for listening to local sports coverage from WRCO Radio in Richland Center. WRCO Radio has provided coverage of local sports since 1949 with the support of the community, giving credit to student athletes, schools, coaches, teachers, officials, trainers, parents, and fans for all the contributions it takes to make local sports successful. This broadcast has been a presentation of WRCO Radio Sports in Richland Center.
I'm Pastor Tim, and this is Life Tracks. The other day, Terry and I walked from his mountaintop mansion over the ridge to see the rock outcropping that we used to hike to and sit on when we were in second and third grade. It was kind of nostalgic to see the rock that we spent time on solving all the world's problems 60 years ago. After all, we were about 7 years old at the time, and we had everything figured out. What was interesting about this trip to the rock is that it didn't seem nearly as big as it did to me when we were kids. Don't get me wrong, that rock is still a big rock. It's still a long way above everything else, and a fall from that height would probably still hurt. But it isn't quite as scary as it seemed back then. Of course, back then, I never admitted to Terry that I was scared. That's the way it is with our walk with Christ. As we mature with Christ, as we get bigger in Him, the obstacles and hard places don't seem nearly as big and ominous. God has been faithful to us through life's ups and downs. He's parted the waters of our Red Sea, and we've walked through on dry ground. He's protected us with His pillar of smoke by day and His pillar of fire by night. No longer do we look at the obstacles in our lives with fear, because we know that God is with us. So friends, be strong and courageous. God's got this, and you can trust Him.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
She dresses up her children and she herds them to the car and drives down to the mega church, but can't find a place to park. Then she feels a little guilty when she takes his name in vain. So she folds her last $2 and she drops them in the plate. It's Sunday morning, Sunday morning in America. His back is out of kilter from sleeping on concrete, and he'd like to have some breakfast, but he'd trade it for a drink. And those early morning joggers, they're quick to pass him by, and the ones that drop a dollar, they don't dare look him in the eye. Another Sunday morning, Sunday morning in America. Sunday morning, Sunday morning in America. Smell the eggs and bacon, I hear the church bells ring, cheerleaders shaking.
what you're saying. But he's dreaming about that freedom that he's been fighting for. And the arms that'll wrap around him when he comes walking through that door. Some Sunday morning, Sunday morning in America. There's a lot of things wrong in America, but I thank God for those who lay down their lives and make this place my home. Smell the eggs and bacon, I hear the church bells ring, cheerleaders shaking on a 57-inch big screen TV, and there's trucks on a highway.
That was Keith Anderson with Sunday Morning in America. I'm Tim Thede. I'm going to be bringing you a little bit of music up until the top of the hour, maybe a little bit later, and hoping you're having a great Friday evening. And if you're listening to our sports broadcast, thank you for tuning in. And it was Dodgeville beating River Valley in 8 innings. They went into 8 extra innings by a score of 10 tonight. So a lot of offense there going on this evening. Just wanted to pass along with this nice weather. You'll be sure to take in the citywide rummage sales. And rummage sales will be happening throughout the City of Richland Center tomorrow. And like I said, be sure to take that in. It sounds like it's going to be a beautiful day. And right now, it's still beautiful out there, 69 degrees, no winds, and sunny. So be sure to get out and take in the nice weather, nice evening. Who knows, maybe you could start a little campfire or something and just enjoy the rest of the evening. And then also wanted to let you know that tomorrow, the annual Richland County Tire and Electronic Recycling Event will be held. That's going from 8 to 11 at the Richland County Highway Shop. All types of batteries, cell phones, standard ink cartridges, laptops, iPods and iPads, televisions and computer and related items will be accepted free of charge. Household electronics may be disposed at a cost of $2 per item. Prices vary for appliances and other household items. The cost to recycle tires will be charged per tire or by the ton. A complete list of items and charges can be found on the Richland County, Wisconsin Recycling website. Coming up next, we have Jackson Dean with Fearless.
I believe in ghosts, most people don't. I swear it on my grandpa's grave. I seen them in the trees, I seen them in my dreams, and I still can't stay away. My heart wants to wander here and over yonder, let you come along and take it. Maybe override
right one, the right by my side one, and baby, you're the one that's gonna break it. Cause I'm fearless, I jump off the ledges, burn on the bridges, walk on the edges. I'm fearless, but don't mind the shadows, take all the arrows, ride in the echoes. And I don't mind the night, I don't mind the fight, even if I lose, I got thick skin, I'll die there. I'm fearless, except when it comes to you.
So baby, here I am in the palm of your hand. You got me where you want and you know it. You're looking right at me and you're holding all the keys, and I don't even care where we're going.
Many people aren't aware that Richland County has an organization similar to Big Brothers Big Sisters. For 35 years, Kinship of Richland County has made hundreds of matches between carefully screened adults and local children who need some extra attention. I'm Michelle Nolan-Karras, the director of Kinship. Occasionally, relationships don't work out, but it's amazing how often they do. Having a mentor can improve a child's self-confidence and help them succeed at school and in life. The mentor benefits from these matches, too. Often they last for years and continue into adulthood. If you would like to become a volunteer or refer a child, please contact us at 608-475-2886 or email us at kinshiprc@gmail.com. Donations to Kinship can be mailed to P.O. Box 51, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Your gift is tax deductible and much appreciated.
Be sure and join me every Saturday morning from 5 until 10 a.m. on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app. Hello, this is Adam Hess. Saturdays, we bring you the best country music, news, weather, sports, some fun, and of course, Prime Movers starting at 8:30. If you have items to buy, sell, trade, or give away, join me every Saturday morning from 8:30 until 10 a.m. for Prime Mover, only on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Rock and Rollers, this here is Phil Nee, and I hope you'll have a great rock and roll time with us again this Saturday night during WRCO's Those Were the Days, the best of the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and early 90s. This time we'll play some bands with numbers in their name, such as 10cc, Three Dog Night, 38 Special, 10,000 Maniacs, Four Seasons, Dave Clark 5, New Colony 6, UB40.
How about the South Belly 3?
I never heard of them.
They played at my prom at Pea Ridge.
I don't think I have their record. Oh, well. Sorry, Henry. Those were the days. WRCO Saturday Night is sponsored in part by Julie Karen State Farm Insurance, Minden Wealth Advisory Group, Jones Chevrolet, Town & Country TV & Appliance, Turbos in Hub City, A&W Restaurant of Boscobel, Center Cinema Twins, and Jay's Power Center. Between 6 and midnight Saturday night, get ready to rock and roll and play trivia with us on the radio. Those were the days, my friend.
100.9 WRCO.
She walked out. around town, loading up the cooler and heading south beach bound, working on their tan, koozie on a beer can, party every night, throwing up their hands. I ain't no crying in your beer, I ain't no she walked out the door, I ain't nobody broken hearted in country music anymore. I ain't somebody broken hearted in country music anymore.
Question, the answer would be right. You got me falling like autumn, but you catch me in your arms. I can be your Lois Lane if you'll be my Clark. I don't know how you do what you do, but I think that I'm in love with you. Sugar to a tooth, you're the only thing I crave. The realness to the truth, a current to a wave. You got me hooked like a fish, you're reeling me in. And I can be your faith if you'll be my Tim. I don't know how you do what you do, but I know that I'm in love with you. To my Pepsi, oh, got me wishing on shooting stars. Oh, to be right where you are. I'm jonesing for your time. You're the grapes to my wine. You got me under some sort of spell, and I can't help myself. You got me sitting here watching my cookies and cream melt.
Thank you.
this place be